Well, we talked about it earlier. We'll mention it again as I bring in Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst, on the passing of Kirstie Alley. Best known, really, for her Emmy-winning role on Cheers, and she had some great films, the Look Who's Talking, things like that. She had a very brief battle with cancer that she lost at the age of 71. She was a force to be reckoned with in her day, wasn't she, Marie?
She absolutely was. And you know what I loved about her was that she made this kind of comeback on Dancing with the Stars. It's not a show I usually watch, but she, you know, she was kind of had been out of the loop for a while. She had gained some weight, and man, she threw herself into that, and she just kind of reinvented herself, remade herself. And so that was sort of delightful.
I didn't know that. I'm glad you told me that. I didn't know that.
She looked great. And then, you know, what I really loved about her was that she loved her kids, loved her grandkids. She talked about them often. That part always warmed my, not to mention that the character of Rebecca Howe on Cheers was, first of all, the whole show, right?
Right.
Was just the best. Best characters, best writing.
Yep.
It was just amazing. And so she was just so fabulous on that show.
So sad, gone at 71. And these days we talk about how young that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, getting younger all the time,
30,
too, isn't it?
30 years ago, we didn't say that. Yeah, it's getting way younger all the time. You're right.
Yep, yep.
30 years ago, we didn't talk that way, but we do now, thank goodness. Hey, some good news here. We've talked a million times about the shortage of teachers in Michigan. Now somebody seems to be doing something about it. Big changes coming to a well-respected teacher education program in our great state. It'll lead to savings for students and more teachers in the pipeline. And, of course, our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, takes a good look at it for us. Marie?
And, Paul, this story is so good at so many levels. Michigan State University is shortening its teacher program from 5 years to 4, and that will spell big savings for students, about $16,700.
We recognized the financial burden a five-year program was placing on teacher candidates, particularly thinking about the fact that they're going into a field that does not generally have a high pay rate.
And that's Tanya Bartel. She's MSU's Associate Director of Elementary Programs. She says the move will also have another benefit.
We also have been working really hard to make our program accessible in an effort to diversify those that are going into the teaching workforce. And so creating a program that is more financially viable and also that takes less time to certification potentially can help us think about recruitment of a wider variety of people going into teaching.
And she says an important component of this change will be a new emphasis for those getting a teaching degree.
Across both the elementary and secondary, all of our teaching candidates have courses early on in their program that are specific to special education and supporting English language learners.
Now, Paul, most teaching programs are 4 years in this country. MSU went to the five-year model back in the 1990s. They wanted to offer students a year of student teaching, which is obviously so important. That was sort of a hallmark, kind of a blue ribbon thing for MSU. Bartel says students will not be shortchanged in that critical area. They are still building in that almost 1 year of student teaching in the fourth year for those who get a degree in teaching. And under the new program, students are going to be able to earn 16 general education credits through their education courses. So that's kind of how they're making up for that time. Also, MSU graduates about 300 certified teachers per year, more than any other university in the state.
That's interesting to know. I would have thought, if someone were to ask me or bet me or whatever, I would have said Eastern Michigan had more teachers being graduated than Michigan State. So that's another interesting factoid you've revealed to us.
Yeah, it's a real feather in their cap. And this is so important on so many levels. First of all, through this change, by making the program less expensive, that means more students from a more diverse pool are going to be able to select teaching as a career option at MSU. That's always good. We need more teachers, so this will bring more teachers into the pipeline. And it'll still give them that great student teaching opportunity. And then above all else, you know, we're always talking about we need to lower the cost of higher education. We need to lower the cost. Well, here MSU has done it. So it is possible to do it. They put their heads to the heads together and got it done.
How many other places are there in staying in this venue, degrees that people could earn in fewer years? I mean, this was a 5-year program. Now it's 4 years. Well, that's a whole year that they snipped off that. How'd they do that?
What, yes.
They had to do something.
They did that, again, by allowing the students in the education program to earn general education credits by taking some of their education courses. So that's how they did it. In other words, you know how you have to have your general ed classes and then you have to go into your education classes? Well, they were able to look at the curriculums and say, okay, you take this class, this can be covered as a general ed class. That's how they were able to shorten up this program.
All right. Well,
it works.
However they can do it. Yeah. I think other universities are going to take a look at this because, let's face it, who's going to get all of the people applying for the job, the positions in their in their schools? They're going to go where it can take them 4 years instead of five. I mean, that's I would think that's pretty obvious. So good for them. I'm looking for something that Kim wanted me to ask you. Doggone it. Oh, here it is. Have you ever heard of a Satcher tort? Because the other day, and I never brought this up, I get a lot of stuff I don't use. S-A-C-H-E-R, tort, T-O-R-T-E, day.
I think that would be a sugar tort.
I'm not sure, but it was December 5th. That was yesterday, right? Yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh. Yum.
It looks good?
Oh.
Well,
yes.
So when we were on one of our WJR Travel Club river cruises to Vienna last year.
This is Austrian.
Right?
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, our sister-in-law, Bernie Abbott Smith, and my Kim went running around Vienna looking for this Satcher Hotel to buy those cakes. The family actually opened a hotel and were serving those cakes. The cake was nothing like they expected it to be. They had in their mind this moist, wonderful chocolate cake. Some people say it's the best chocolate cake in the world. But what they didn't know and have later learned, it's made to use with real whipped cream. And you dab it in the whipped cream.
Yeah.
You seeing that online?
Yeah, I sure am. Yeah.
To make it moist and wonderful. That's a very essential ingredient. And they didn't know that. They bought the Satcher cake. They brought it back to the boat and they tried it. And we all went, it's a little dry, isn't it? I mean, but now we know the rest of the story.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? I just found a recipe, so there might be a soccer tort our future.
She asked me if you'd ever made one. I went, I don't know, but I'll ask her. So
I have not made this, but there is a great King Arthur is my go-to company for looking for recipes. So there is one there.
The King Arthur recipe?
It's a King Arthur baking company. They make flour, and they're like the premier flour makers in this country.
Well, you learn something again every day, and we'll look forward to it.
More than you wanted to know.
No, that's all. There's never too much, that's for sure. So we missed Satcher Tort Day yesterday, but we learned all about it today, and I'm glad that we did. A familiar voice you usually hear later in the day is going to join us in just a couple of minutes, now 7:44, because the Mitch-a-thon is coming up Thursday. So Mitch Albom will be with us in just a moment on WJR.